Fewer Oklahoma schools are requiring masks in their classrooms than at any point during the pandemic. In a conversation with State Impact Managing Editor Logan Layden, education reporter Robbie Korth says going into the spring 2022 semester, that already dwindling number could get even smaller.
Robbie, you've been following schools' response to COVID-19 for almost 2 years now. What's changed in that time?
Well, a lot. Oklahoma schools went from a complete in-person shutdown in spring 2020 to a patchwork of policies in fall 2020 and spring 2021. So now, there's a limited amount of COVID-19 mitigation strategies in classrooms. In fact, a state impact analysis found only 36 public school districts out of more than 500 in the state even had a mask mandate this fall, as every district in Oklahoma conducts in-person learning.
Why is that?
Part of it has to do with what we learned about the pandemic as we went along. By fall 2021, we knew that in-person school was far more important than we had even suspected. Plus, there was Senate Bill 658, a measure passed by Republican lawmakers that banned schools from implementing a mask mandate without a governor-declared state of emergency. And Governor Kevin Stitt has been resolute in his attitude that the COVID emergency is over and Oklahoma is open for business.
Well, hold on. If there was a law banning mask mandates in schools, how were there 36 public school districts that had them in place?
Well, that has everything to do with a temporary injunction filed back in September against the state of Oklahoma in Oklahoma County District Court. That injunction meant schools could mandate masks as long as they gave students a choice to opt out via a form. It came after a group of doctors and parents sued state officials over a lack of COVID-19 mitigation strategies.
So that was back in September, and you said it was temporary. What's going on with the case now?
Well, right now it's at the Oklahoma Supreme Court. Attorneys for the state are arguing against the injunction, while a coalition of doctors and parents are arguing that the injunction is proper, and in fact might not even go far enough by allowing mask opt-outs for personal, religious, or medical reasons. Regardless, the Supreme Court could rule any day and strike down or affirm Senate Bill 658 or create more litigation. We'll just have to see.
So only 36 public school districts implemented mask mandates in September in the wake of the injunction. What's going on with those mandates now? Cases of the coronavirus and hospitalizations are down since then, and children can also get the vaccine now.
So at least 8 of the 36 districts have gotten rid of their mask requirement. Many still have theirs in place and plan to keep them into January 2022.
Well, you mentioned that students can opt out. What's the situation with that?
Well, in a lot of districts in Oklahoma, the opt-out rates are so big, there might as well not be a mask mandate. It's mostly a suburban and rural phenomenon. For example, a majority of students opted out at Stillwell Public Schools in Adair County, and teachers in several suburban districts around Oklahoma City say their schools' masking mandates are really in name only. There's very little enforcement.
Well, amid all of this, what has the coronavirus situation itself been like?
Well, cases are still present in Oklahoma schools. There were dozens of closures earlier in the semester, but those have really slowed down. COVID will stick around for a long time, and pediatricians and educators are keeping a close eye on the new Omicron variant. But there is some good news that students can join their teachers in getting vaccinated.
Well, so far you've been talking about public schools. What about private schools?
Private schools have always been able to do whatever they want with masks, and that same state impact analysis found that about 30 private schools put in mask mandates around the state, and those weren't bound by opt-out provisions. In the review of policies, it appears fewer than 5 have actually weakened their masking requirements.
Well, like I said, you've had your eye on this for almost 2 years now.
Yeah, and I'll keep my eye on it for as long as it takes.
Well, very good. Thank you for talking about this today, Robbie. We look forward to seeing your continued reporting.
Thank you.
Well, for State Impact, I'm Logan Layden with education reporter Robbie Korth.
To see a fuller picture of where schools have mask mandates, visit stateimpact.org.